Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, Matthew Carroll, that's me, watched the Eternals trailer, and I just loved it, and I want to talk about it, but no one's available, so I'm doing a solo cast. Boom! All that right off the bat, we have no control over. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. You're hearing your boy, Matthew Carroll. I shouldn't do these casts when I have no one to respond and tell me when things are bad ideas, because that intro was a bad idea. Guys, the new Eternals trailer dropped today. They're calling it the first official trailer, I guess. The others were teasers. This is the first trailer, and we really get a sense, a spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but it's so good. Go watch it. It's available everywhere, you know, YouTube, Facebook. I've gotten it personally in my feed in like seven different places. But basically, they really break down what is going on in this movie and why the Eternals have it. They answer a lot of our questions, which has been a big problem with these teasers so far, is that they've not really given us anything to go on. Like, we've talked a lot about, like, where have these people been, these Eternals been all this time? And they answer that. They were given instructions not to get involved unless deviants were involved. And there's a couple interesting things about that, I think. I'm not sure if they'll go with the comics origins of the Eternals here, but, like, the Eternals in comics have certain things that they are literally genetically programmed not to do. For instance, hurting a Celestial is something they're not allowed to do. Not only can they not fight a Celestial, but they must protect a Celestial. So it's interesting. So I'm wondering if they're going with that origin where, like, they're watching Earth, you know, destroy itself in wars and all this stuff, but they literally cannot get involved. Like, they're genetically coded not to get involved. I don't know. Or they were just instructed by a very powerful being, as they say. So whether that was, like, literally their creators creating them so they can't get involved, or whether it was just, you know, beings that they respect their power so much they won't go against it. Now, the thing about that with the Eternals that I don't know, I'm hesitant of, and in comics it bothers me a little bit, is sometimes they seem to have no agency. Like, I don't know where their agency comes from. Like, a lot of, when we watch these movies, a lot of what we're watching for is, when does the main character decide to fight? You know? Like, and it's like Cap, when someone's being bullied, he stands up and fights. Tony, when people are in danger, and especially when he sees his own technology being used in bad ways, he stands up and fights when things are his responsibility. Spider-Man, you know, when the bad things happen and you have the power to stop them, they happen because of you. Like, they all have these, like, sort of reasons that they resist fighting and reasons they choose to fight. And it's that moment that is so key to all of these stories, especially a lot of the first movies. So it'll be interesting if they don't have agency in that moment. Like, how do you choose to care about these characters if it's not their choice? So I'm a little hesitant on that, because they go with the comics origins of them, like, literally they couldn't fight until now. I guess there's some pathos there. Like, they've watched, and they show that in this trailer. They show them crying over the destruction of some of, you know, people that they cared about and cities that they cared about. So there's definitely, like, some empathy I feel towards them just watching that one moment in the trailer. But the question is, can we really, like, get behind them if the only reason they can now fight is because they're genetically predisposed to? I don't know. That's interesting. I guess kind of what they're going for, at least in this trailer, is they've always wanted to fight for people, but they were not allowed to. And now they're kind of off their leash, as it were, because the deviants are involved. And the deviants in this trailer, let's talk about that. I don't know much about particular deviants, and they look a lot different in the movies from the comics versions I've read. But they look awesome. They look like similar. They almost look technological, in some ways. You know how, like, we build architecture and art and technology to sort of mimic things in the, natural world to some degree? Some of the designs of the deviants, and also, I guess, the Celestials, are kind of coming through in the technology that it looks like the Eternals are using. You know, like, all of their armor and stuff has very similar designs, and these deviants have this sort of similar design to their own, I guess it's their skin? Maybe it's armor of some sort, but they look awesome and scary and different and interesting. I like how we sort of see all of the Eternals having different powers. You know what I mean? We see that this is Jeff's department. He always remembers their names. I'm so bad at most of their names. But you know, we see them, the one guy with like laser eyes and one guy that seems to be able to like transmute one form of matter into another. I'm also just watching this thinking like, these are the next heroes. Like I almost can't express how excited I got, because like, I guess watching the previous trailers, and knowing what I know about the Eternals, I haven't seen them as the next big franchise, but this trailer really got me excited. And watching Kumail Nanjiani step out onto, like, he's stepping out on near a beach and he's about to fight a deviant, and he like flips his fingers in a certain way, and like his technology forms around his hands and then he uses it. It reminded me of so many other things that we've seen in this universe and others where the hero has like particular movements, and I just see children on the playground like making those movements, doing whatever, you know, Kumail Nanjiani's character is doing in this movie. Like, it excited me. It really did. And there's even like really moments that seem almost Superman-like. The moments of the one character who is flying and using laser eyes, and like, I mean, it's just clearly like Superman illusions there. So that's neat. We also get a sense of their motivations, not just their motivations to stay out of things, but their motivations to get involved. And they say the emergence is coming, which I'm a little shaky. I don't know what the emergence is exactly. That may be directly from comics, but from what I understand, from comics, the Eternals and the Deviants and the humans are basically a big celestial experiment that was left on Earth, and their genetics were supposed to create a cure for the Celestials. If that makes sense. So they're almost like a breeding ground where their genetics are supposed to create a cure. If I remember that correctly. And like, I guess with the population returning after the blip, they cross that line that means the population's big enough that whatever the emergence is happening. Now, that sounds more like the Celestials are coming back to me, which is a thing in comics. The Celestials may come to purge the planet or whatever. But it's, you know, in this, it seems like more like the Deviants are coming, and I don't know what the emergence means, but, I'm very excited about it. And it's interesting, like, there's a sort of mutual destruction element to the Eternals versus the Deviants, because they're not allowed to get involved unless the Deviants are involved. So like, it almost makes it so that the Deviants don't get involved. Does that make sense? Like, they haven't been involved in any of these scuffles or wars or whatever, because if they get involved, the Deviants will get involved, and vice versa. It's like this mutually assured destruction. So it's almost like a Cold War has been brewing for thousands of years, I guess. I don't know. I'd love to hear more what you guys think. I'm just pretty pumped, honestly. Like, this trailer looks great. I gotta mention that last joke. It's a little tie into the universe, but it's also just a good joke. He's like, "You've made the perfect safe house here. What's this made out of? Vibranium?" And then he hits the table and he's like, "Yeah, it's a fall line at IKEA," as the table breaks in half. It's a good joke. It's a good joke. It's good. It fits in the universe. It feels like the kind of thing these guys would talk about. I'm just pumped. Really pumped. I got nothing else. That's about it. I'm not good at solo casting. you run out of things to say when you're talking to yourself. You just do. It's a thing. So, please write in. Tell us what you think. We'll probably do a frame by frame of this. The reason I wanted to hop on here solo is because I have to leave town. I'm in Dallas right now. I'm about to fly back to Birmingham. And then I have shows all weekend. So basically, if I hadn't hopped on, we weren't going to be able to do anything on it until like Monday or something, which we'll probably do a frame by frame Monday. So keep an eye out for that. If you haven't subscribed on YouTube, please go to youtube.com/strandedpanda and subscribe. We drop all the video versions of the podcast there, but we also drop our frame-by-frame reviews of the trailers. The frame-by-frames are a lot more fun to watch instead of just listen to, because you can see what we're seeing. It's just kind of, I think they're fun. They're entertaining because you can kind of notice when we're like, hey, wait, go back a frame. What's that thing? You know, that sort of thing. So I'm excited to do that for this trailer, and we'll probably get that out early next week with all the What If stuff. So just remember, it's not genocide because it's random. Until next time, true believers.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.